Ask Catherine, could you please post a response on Solera to the following article? And the article posted is one that says the Rothschilds are seeking partners in fast-growing African markets. As I've said for a couple years, the big move is on. The U.S. and China, with U.S. in the lead, is slicing up Africa. Essentially, if you look at the economics, one of the ways the U.S. and China rebalances is, to satisfy their populations, they simply move into Africa and through a variety of mechanisms, get the benefit of those natural resources in many respects at the expense of the Africans. So there's no doubt about it. Africa's being sliced up, and you're going to see investment flowing from both Asia and Europe and the United States into Africa, and it's a very big shift. Dear Catherine, it seems to me that the Affordable Care Act here in the U.S. has really increased the total amount of money paid into the overall healthcare system. Have you heard any figures or estimates as to how much money this Affordable Act is now costing us? I don't know of a reliable estimate. I've seen estimates. I don't know of one that I would trust. I would think finding one and checking it would be an extremely time-consuming effort. If you find one, we would love it. I'm happy to take a look at anything subscribers send, and we'll try and check it out. I do think it's very important to understand that ultimately this will limit the government's commitment long-term as the baby boomers age. So I think there's a real effort in this to institute a ceiling. Hi, Catherine. I was just listening to a disturbing interview with Greg Morris, wherein Mr. Morris claims that all stocks, bonds, and mortgages are basically owned by CD and Co. If I understand the man correctly, any stock bought on an exchange is a mere derivative and consequently merely a claim on an underlying asset. He also makes similar claims regarding the mortgages on one home. Is this more sky is falling baloney? I don't know. I've never watched Morris's presentation, so I don't know the specifics. It is true, and I think you have to break stocks from bonds from mortgages. They're three separate situations and markets. But there is no doubt that that the clearance mechanisms, this float outstanding into the clearance mechanisms are absolutely lacking in integrity. Is it going to matter as a practical matter to you? Probably not. If you want to dig into this topic more deeply, particularly with respect to the equity markets, I would encourage you to watch Patrick Burns or go to Patrick Burns' website, Naked Short Selling. He's the CEO and founder of Overstock, and he's been down this rabbit hole. So take a look at his website, Deep Capture. And at some point, I'd love to have Burn on the Solera Report and talk a little bit about naked short selling.